In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Last week, we heard of how baptism was the Lord's own work, was God's work. That Christ our Lord, the second Adam, instituted these blessed waters by himself, and thus this is not some man-made thing, but an institution of God. If it is God's, then the word of God must be true about what this is and what this does. So after our catechism asks the question and deals with the question of what is baptism, it moves on to what benefits does baptism give? You see, the faith as taught by the catechism is not just some kind of knowledge that is meant to be known, but the things of God are more than information. They are blessings and they give benefits to you in ways that just simple knowledge can't deliver. In fact, as we go through Lent, we will find that baptism has a real significance for you each morning when you rise and each evening when you go to bed, and really every single moment during that day and even during the night. That baptism is all of life, and it is life. If this is the case, then what good is baptism for us, and what good does it actually do for us, or to us? Baptism now saves you. That's what St. Peter says in our first lesson for today. To be baptized, then, is to be saved. Now, yes, next week we will hear of how faith, trust, receives the blessing of baptism. But properly speaking, baptism means salvation. That's what God's Word says. This is because baptism gives exactly what Jesus wants it to give. Exactly what Jesus created, instituted it to give. It is his institution, and he uses it according to his own purposes. Please remember here a key distinction which many Christians fail to grasp, especially in their false understanding of baptism, that many folks would bristle at the phrase, "Baptism now saves you." That is because they don't understand this distinction. That there is a distinction between where and when salvation is earned and where and when salvation is distributed or given out or handed down. That salvation, we know from the Scriptures, is earned by Christ Jesus on Good Friday. That there he is the perfect sacrifice for all sins. There, by the giving of his body and the shedding of his blood, he earns full forgiveness of sins for everyone ever. That in this earning there is no room at all for man's works, because man's works will always fail to be perfect and pure, because original sin has done what it does to each and every one of us since and including Adam. But Christ our Lord does it all. He is the Savior. No mere man could be that. That you can't be that, even in the slightest bit. No, when Jesus dies on the cross, that's your salvation. That's full salvation for all people. When his life is given to atone for the sins of the whole world, it is his work alone. And he actually does exactly what the Scriptures said he would do. He actually atoned for the sins of the whole world. He actually earned salvation for everyone, ever. But then here is the distinction. How then is this salvation, which has fully been earned by Jesus, how does a person get this? How does it get to that person? Here we look to Christ's words and his promises. Here we hear it in Mark's gospel, the lesson that we have today, where God's word clearly states with all divine inspiration and truth and authority that he who believes and is baptized will be saved. That St. Peter preaches this very salvation that comes by the washing of holy baptism. We hear it in his preaching in the book of Acts. We hear it in this epistle that we heard the lesson from today. That St. Paul, although we have not heard his word this day, he chimes in numerous places in the scripture with his many words of praise for the salvation that is delivered through the word and the water of holy baptism, the washing of renewal and regeneration by the Holy Spirit, as we'll hear it next week. That this is what the words and promises of God declare. So salvation is earned by Christ at Calvary on Good Friday, and salvation is given out, it is delivered, it is distributed, it is handed over, given to you in baptism. So how precious does this gift become to you then? To know that God has saved you. To know that God loves you. To know that God has taken away all of your sins. To know that God wants heaven to be your home. To know that indeed God is with you all along the way. To know that God has put away every dark misdeed. To know that God receives you back each and every time you fail and fall. You need ask yourself only one question. Am I baptized? Because if you have been baptized, then you have all of this and more. That you are baptized. That what Christ our Lord did has already been given to you. That your salvation, your full salvation, has been delivered to you already. That forgiveness of sins already belongs to you. And that because of that, there is no death that can hold on to you. That's why St. Peter, in our lesson today, puts the washing of baptism right after the death of Jesus and yet right before the resurrection of Jesus. That your death is nothing. That when you look at it by way of what God has blessed you with in baptism, it is nothing. That resurrection is what comes to the baptized. And not only that, but even the mortal enemy of your soul in this life, devil, Satan, the accuser, he has been defeated in the victory of Christ. And this victory and this rescue has been done for you. Do you know how you can know this? Are you baptized? If so, then God's word promises this to you. That you have the forgiveness of sins. The very things that the devil will seek to throw in your face and at your conscience, who will seek to accuse you, they are gone forever. All he can do now is spew lies. Because the truth is that baptism now saves you. That you have been given a clean conscience before God, as sure as Christ Jesus died for your sins and has given you full forgiveness of those sins and has proven it to you in your baptism. And with those sins forgiven, and with your death defeated, and with the devil declared the loser, you have full, final, and permanently been given eternal salvation. That heaven and eternity, a resurrection to life everlasting, is what is yours already and what you will see one day. And all of this is pledged and it is promised to you as sure and certain by your sure and certain God, by the triune God, in whose name you have been baptized. So when the devil comes tempting, when the world comes with all of its pressure, when your sinful flesh starts urging you and nagging you, when your mind brings up past sins, when you question yourself, when you question God, when you struggle to understand a life of suffering and trial, When you ask whether or not you are really a child of God, does God really love me? Am I really saved? Are my sins really forgiven? Is my death really going to lead to eternity in heaven? In baptism, Jesus has made the answer to all of those, yes. You are a child of God. Yes, God does really love you. Yes, you are absolutely saved. Yes, your sins are really forgiven, even the ones you can't think of. And yes, your death really means joy someday in eternity in heaven. Because of baptism, you can be sure of these things. Because baptism relies on Christ's work and Christ's promise. If water was applied to you along with the Word of God, then you have all that God's Word promises about baptism. And you can be absolutely, absolutely sure because you are baptized. Each and every day, your baptism continues to bless you with all the blessings promised by God, forgiveness of sins, life, salvation, the Holy Spirit, a renewed life, a sure and certain future. There is nothing lacking for you in any matter pertaining to eternal life. But that is the benefit for you because you are baptized. And that is the benefit for all the baptized. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.